Good morning. It is Sunday, September the 15th, in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. On Sundays, we engage with the Psalter, and today we'll be in Psalm 22. We're going to be finishing the month of September on Sundays with the Psalter, and then I think we're working towards sharing some Holy Spirit stories on the Sundays in October. We do appreciate your bearing with us as we've had to stretch our Exodus readings all the way through Saturday to get through the 40 chapters in 14 weeks or so. So today we're with Timothy and Julie Tennant. I'll be reading in their stead, singing in their stead, and as I've said, we're working with them now to get them leading us on these Sundays in the future, so stay tuned for that. Today's entry is entitled The Cross of Christ, and it is Psalm 22. Hear now the word of the Lord from Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you, our ancestors put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast on you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me, strong bulls of Bashan encircle me, roaring lions that tear their prey, open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It has melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of the death. Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him, For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him. Those who cannot keep themselves alive, posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it. The word of the Lord. Well, that was quite a journey, wasn't it? The whole Psalm 22. Now I want you to consider this meditation from Tim and Julie Tennant. This psalm is particularly associated with the passion of Christ, especially his death upon the cross. From the earliest days of the church, Christians saw in Psalm 22 a foreshadowing of the cross of Christ, making it the third most quoted psalm in the New Testament. There are 11 citations. Indeed, Christ himself quoted the opening verse of this psalm as he was stretched out on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Because the Psalter was known, memorized, and sung daily by the people of God, the citation of verse 1 by Christ should not be taken in isolation. Rather, the intention of quoting the first verse of the psalm is to draw us to the text of the entire psalm. On the cross, Jesus was like, quote, a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people, verse 6. At the foot of the cross stood mockers. All who see me mock at me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads, verse 7. Even the words of the mockers are found in Psalm 22. He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. That's verse 8. The psalm pictures God's suffering servant with his hand and feet pierced, verse 16, and his enemies dividing his garments among them and casting lots for his clothing, verse 18. But the psalm goes on to declare that, quote, he has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help, verse 24. God the Father did not forsake Jesus on the cross. Historically, the church has called the day Jesus died on the cross Good Friday. Why do we call it good? It is called Good Friday precisely because in Jesus Christ, God was fulfilling his plan of redemption for the world. It is a surprise victory because God's anointed one is nothing more than a, quote, worm, verse 6, facing the enemies of God who are like bulls, verse 12, dogs, verse 20, lions, verses 13 and 21, and oxen, verse 21. But God's suffering servant prevails. Therefore, the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of Christ are the most important events in the history of the world. All of history hinges on these grand redemptive events. Even from the early perspective of Psalm 22, the psalmist sees the global implications of these events. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn. For he has done it. That's 27 and 28, 30 and 31. Good Friday is the day when he did it. The resurrection and ascension are the vindication of that completed work. On the cross, he secured the redemption of every tribe, tongue, and nation. Thanks be to God. Now, we're going to sing the psalm. We're going to just go for it. I know it was long to read, and it may feel long to sing. You know what? The Word of God is worth it. This is not about us, is it? This is about God. We're going to sing this psalm to the tune, Morning Song. And we're going to do our best. My God, oh, why have you forsaken me? And why are you so far from saving me? While groaning words I cry, all day, my God, to you I cry, yet I'm not heard by thee. And in the darkness of the night, I cannot silent be. But you are holy, and you are enthroned in Israel's praise. Our fathers put their trust in you, deliverance you did raise. When unto you they sent their cry, to them deliverance came. Because they put their trust in you, they were not put to shame. But as for me, I am a worm, a man not recognized. I am reproached by men, and by the people am despised. All those who see me laugh in scorn, hurl insults all the day. They wag and shake their heads at me, and mocking me they say, his trust is in the Lord, that he would free him by his might. Let him deliver him if he in him does take delight. But you brought me out of the womb and made me trust in thee. And even at my mother's breast you did take care of me. From birth I was upon you cast, even from the womb till now. From mother's womb you've been my God, and still my God art thou. Be not far off, for grief is near, and none to help is found. Bulls compass me, bulls of Bashan, encircle me around. The lion's mouths are opened wide against me all the day. Like as a lion ravaging and roaring for his prey. Like water I'm poured out, my bones all out of joint do part. Like wax within my inward part, so melted is my heart. My strength is like a potsherd dried, my tongue impedes my breath. It sticks to my mouth's roof, you lay me in the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me about, and wicked men did meet. A band of men encircled me, they pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones, and those who gloat upon me stare. They cast lots for my clothing and divide my garments there. Be not far off, O Lord, my strength, come quickly and help me. Deliver me from sword and dogs, my precious life set free. Come rescue me from lions, from the mouth of lions strong, and from the horns of oxen wild that threaten all day long. I will declare your name unto my brethren everywhere, amidst the congregation round your praise I will declare. All you who fear the Lord, praise him, revere and glory tell. All Jacob's children honor him, offspring of Israel. For he did not despise nor scorn the afflicted suffering, nor hid his face from him, but heard the cry which he did bring. Within the congregation, great my praise shall be of thee. Before all those who fear you, I'll fulfill my vows to thee. The poor shall eat and shall be filled, those seeking God will give. Praise to the Lord, all you who seek, may your hearts ever live. And all the ends of earth shall turn, remembering the Lord. All families of the nations will bow down and praise accord. For all dominion far and near belongs to him alone. The Lord rules over nations all from his almighty throne. The rich of earth will worship him, all who to dust descend. And all shall kneel, none of them can their soul from death defend. Descendants then will all serve him, the children yet to be. They will be told about the Lord, future posterity. For they shall come and shall declare his truth and righteousness unto a people yet unborn, for he has done all this. Amen. We did it. That was a labor of love for the Lord. And for you, we made it. I find myself thinking, though, I'm hoping the tenants have taken over this task by the time we get to Psalm 119. That's about five times this long. But man, that impacted me just to work through it. I found myself identifying with Jesus on the cross, celebrating, fellowshipping with him in the sharing of his suffering, becoming like him in his death, right? The Word of God makes us. That's why we engage it. It's the will of God. Well, it's time to go. We've got to get to the house. I know you probably didn't bank on a full 20 minutes today, so you may have to brush your teeth fast. I won't see you on the fields. I'll be looking for you at the house. I'll see you at the house of the Lord. For the awakening, for Tim and Julie Tennant, I am J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.